I would like to invite you to a short presentation, test, and interior of the S10 GamePad portable console with over 500 retro games. The whole thing was bought for a few tens of zlotys, lightweight, and equipped with a TFT display 320x240, micro USB input for charging, and video output for connecting a TV via RCA connectors. My first impressions are quite mixed. The plastic and buttons are of low quality, but for this price I wouldn't expect more. It also comes with a short manual and a cable for the TV, classic old RCA connectors, no HDMI option here. However, this could be a plus. It will even work with an old CRT. In addition, we also have a charging cable. This will also come in handy. The pad doesn't have many buttons, and on the back we only have the obvious charging input and video output. Apart from that, there is of course an on-off button. The pad is powered by a BL5C battery, the same one used in Nokia phones. Manual. Time for the practical test. At the outset we have a choice of language, Chinese or English. The games menu contains 520 items. Does anyone see any familiar titles? Once an item is selected, a surprise awaits, additional versions of the same game. For example, under the item Contra, there are further subtypes of this game, so we potentially have even more than 520 games. As for the games themselves, I have no complaints. I did not experience any problems with the emulation. It is now time to check the inside of the console. Unscrew the screws. There is a simple single-sided plate inside. PCB designation, G10V2.0, 2023-23. Unfortunately, there's not much else here. Probably the main circuit hides under the black dot. The K5L2763CAA-D770 is the memory. I couldn't find its datasheet, but it looks like it's an integrated flash plus RAM solution. That's basically it. No wonder it's so cheap. Additional tests. The first thing that was important to me was whether the console would run without a battery when powered by USB. The answer is yes, less than 0.2 amp is drawn. The second issue is TV mode. Everything works. Worse is that when you connect the TV, the console blank out the normal screen and then won't go back to it, even when you remove the cable. It's not needed for normal operation though, so there's no reason to complain. In summary, the console can't compare to more expensive solutions, but for basic 2D games it is enough. It lacks a bit of game catching and advanced emulator options. Or is it me who hasn't found them? There's not even a search by name. Anyway, how would you type it in there? The screen is also quite small, but this situation is saved by the RCA output, which is also compatible with CRT TVs. It's also hard for me to ignore the fact that I still remember buying one cartridge for 35 zloty when I was a kid. Those were the prices we had. And here, for a similar amount, is a whole console with a huge set of games. Well, times are changing. Is it worth it? I leave it to you to decide. What would you recommend at this price? Or maybe it is better to pay more for a better console, such already with a micro SD card.